Thomas E. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on Elizabeth. Libby, L-I-B-B-Y, in parenthesis, Personet, P-E-R-S-O-N-E-T-T. Address is 42 Santa Clara Court, Chico, California, 95928. Phone 548. I'm sorry, phone is 530-228-6555, ID is XXXXX-5026, date of birth is 10-12-1949, 74 year old, married, retired, teacher, her insurance is... Medicare / CVS Health - Aetna - Accredo, A-C-R-E-N-D-O, insurance. Pharmacy is WellCare / Costco, is addressed to Dr. Mark Weber, M.D., Internal Medicine in Mission Ranch Primary Care, 114 Mission Ranch Boulevard, Suite 10, Chico, California, 95926-5137. Phone is 530-894-0500, fax 530-345-2532. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation with history of symptomatic intense vertigo brought on by sudden positional changes of the body or head. Dear Dr. Weber, thank you for referring Elizabeth Personet for neurological evaluation. New paragraph. As you may remember, Elizabeth has a history of the onset of marked and sustained vertigo of an intense nature, incapacitating in her ambulatory capacity, with some positional changes, such as turning her head suddenly from one side to the other, or when bending forward and turning her head at the same time. New paragraph. She reports that meclizine has been somewhat helpful in reducing her symptoms of vertigo, but certainly not completely. New paragraph. She has seen Dr. Stewart, who by her report has not reported that she has Meniere's disease. New paragraph. On the other hand, I believe she does report some hearing loss. New paragraph. Tuning fork test today was not disclosing. New paragraph. Her neurological examination appears to be within normal limits, with normal cranial nerve function, normal motor function, new paragraph, preserved deep tendon reflexes without pathological or primitive signs, normal ambulation without ataxia, and no history of unusual sensory changes. New paragraph. As you may already remember, she has a history of slightly abnormal MR imaging studies showing both microvascular ischemic changes and one area of suspected lacunar infarction. New paragraph. In consideration of this presentation with her clinical history, and episodic symptoms strongly suggesting the possibility of Meniere's disorder, I am going to obtain additional diagnostic neurological evaluation. With laboratory testing for epilepsy biomarkers, and encephalitis biomarkers to exclude comorbid disease. New paragraph. I would strongly urge her to see Dr. Stewart for reevaluation and consideration of this problem. New paragraph. Aggressive vascular evaluation with recurrent ischemic findings may be somewhat useful to exclude treatable and progressive ischemic vascular disease of the brain. New paragraph. A high-resolution 3D neuroquantitative brain imaging study will be requested for further evaluation in consideration of her treatment. New paragraph. I will obtain both static and dynamic electroencephalograms to exclude any associated findings of epilepsy with her current history. New paragraph. I am scheduling her for reevaluation with the results of her studies. I will send a follow-up report then.